Energy electric, rhyming so hectic. Content of the song, you can probably fucking guess it. Just me talking shit over a funky ass beat. Metaphors full of bullshit, hit you like a stampede.
Welcome to the Lousy Wrestling Podcast, the shittiest wrestling podcast in America, only on the Lousy Weather Media Network. Now, here's the show.
I tried not to cough over this music, but
he did not survive.
Maybe I can cough to the guitar.
Just another victim.
Just another just another humped victim.
And yes, I've never heard that version.
I wonder if
either.
I could cough to it. Yeah, I mean, that was his entrance music, but you never listened to it like solo.
The full thing, yeah.
That was his ECW song.
Yeah, and I've heard the song before, just not the
whole. The other night.
Whole long three minute deal.
I wanted to go to sleep the other night, as people do at night, and I didn't feel like watching like the same dumb shit on YouTube or Netflix that I always watch.
So you finally watched wrestling?
I put on an old DVD. I went through my collection and I grabbed out Rise and Fall of ECW.
Go-to DVD.
Yeah, put that on. And it got to the part where Mike Awesome you know, had gone to WCW.
Yeah.
And Taz came in for the one night only, and Mike Awesome dropped the belt to Taz.
Yeah, because okay. He was the only one who could be trusted that with was, the title, pretty much.
That was like 4 months after he had left ECW.
Yeah.
And I noticed that he, like, came out to the fucking
WWE
song, yeah. Fucking, I'm trying to think of how.
Yeah,
it's,
I remember watching that.
And I was like, it just made me start thinking of the. And I was like, man, like Taz coming out to that shit was so like. His entrances are two different things. Like, his ECW entrance is kind of a little slower. He's still, like, stocky Bill, like, walking slower because like, that beat's slower.
Like, look and at this fucking, old badass come to the ring.
In WWE, he came out 9 million miles per hour. Still walking, but he was power walking. Like, I think that might have... I think that's how they buried him. They took his song and sped it from fucking 86 BPMs to 160.
No, what buried him is... Mm-hmm. They had to crunch everyone else's time in for The Undertaker. You got to remember, this motherfucker comes down the ring 12 minutes. So everyone else only gets like a 45-second entrance fucking...
They were like, Taz, you better go quick.
Undertaker's in three matches. You got to be in the ring and...
We need five extra minutes for fucking Undertaker's entrance. So Taz, we need you to get to the ring fucking fast. That's why we made your song fast.
Hurry... Yes.
Poor Taz. You know, he signed another year contract with CBS Radio. Do you know he hosts a daily morning radio show about fucking wrestling on CBS Radio? It's internet only, I believe, but it's like CBS is on their CBSRadio.com.
He left TNA, right?
Yeah.
Oh, thank God.
When he left TNA
a
while ago.
Jump ship.
I think they missed pay a couple times, and he was like, yo, I'm not going to be here not getting paid. Like, what the fuck do you think I am? And
I've just already dealt with this 15 years ago.
So, yeah, exactly. He's like, what the fuck? So he left before people weren't getting paid in ECW. But anyway, yeah, so he hosts a daily fucking... I swear, it's probably... I think it's on, like, 8 to fucking 10 or 7 to 9 or something. It's like, right when you're getting out of work, you could be listening to the Taz show.
The Taz show.
Yeah, he started with a podcast. He started with a podcast called The Human Podcast Machine.
Is he doing live shoots is all I really care about.
What do you mean?
Like, is he...
Just shooting off the hip?
Yeah.
Kinda, yeah. I mean, it's Taz unfiltered. I mean, he's he's not trying to get a job with any company, so he says whatever.
Awesome.
You know what I mean? But...
Because that's... Yeah. That's
I haven't listened to it too much. Like, it's very... Like, even though the topics are all wrestling, we're talking the Taz show on... And by the way, it's the Lousy Wrestling Podcast here. That's how you could tell this show's lousy, because we're spending the whole opening of the show talking about the Taz show. Like, people are going to be like, why am I listening to your show? I just turn it off and listen to fucking Taz.
Yeah, you know, that's how we do it here.
So anyway, it's the Lousy Wrestling Podcast, episode 4. I'm Sean.
I'm Derek.
And so anyway, Taz... I swear, I think it's 7 to 9. Every morning, you can listen to it on your phone on radio.com and fucking... but it's very, like, morning drive radio. Like, it's all like, hey, how you doing today, Seth? Bow down, beer, did beer. Now we got beer. I'm about to bow. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, we got ESPN columnist. He's a big deal. He's going to be on the line today. You know what I mean?
So we got JBO talking.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. He talks, but he, like.
Everyone talks like JBO.
He has his catchphrase, where he says gimmick schnibbitch because he fucks up when he talks so much. So he'll be like, I just said so much. So as I'm talking about him fucking up how he talks, I fucked up how I talk. But anyway,
perfect timing.
He'll be like, oh, that's a nice little gimmick schnibbitch. And it gets stuck in your head like gimmick schnibbitch. Like,
yeah,
gimmick
I'll have
schnibbitch.
To give that a listen
at least. Tasho. It's podcasted. You just got to look up Tasho. He started with a podcast, Human Podcast Machine.
Mm-hmm.
And he talked fantasy football a lot and stuff like that. So they
just random shit.
When CBS was launching this internet radio fucking thing, play.it. So it's live shows, but there's a bunch of stuff going on concurrently.
They're
you know
WCW
what I mean?
Got every has been.
Well, it's
in the podcast community.
They started to do that, but they did. Because they were the original spot where Ric Flair's show was at, too. But
that is awesome.
Podcast One is where that's happening at now, because that's Podcast One, it started with Steve Austin. He had a podcast. Dude, yeah. That's all cool. Steve Austin having a podcast was all fucking cool. And then Jericho started one. And then
I think him... Cornette started all that.
Jim Cornette's been going for a long time.
Yeah.
But he's on the MLW radio network now. It's got his own show, comes up every threatening Thursday, the Jim Cornette Experience, still going strong.
That's awesome.
That show's been going about as long as the main show, Lousy Weather Media, has been going. Main show's got him by a couple weeks, I think, but... Jim Cornette Experience has been his latest one. He's been running that for like 3 years. I was just listening to it earlier. It's a great show. He was answering questions, and it was so funny, dude. He's like, they do a premium show. This wasn't the premium show. Since we're talking about other podcasts now on this show. But anyway,
that's the norm here.
I'll try and wrap this up quick. They were doing a premium show. They do a premium show where they just answer...
Where you bootleg your premium show.
I haven't bootlegged any of them. I don't pay for them either. But anyway, they do a premium show where they just answer listeners' questions.
Yeah.
Well, on the free show this week, they were just trying to get one out. So they were like doing those kind of questions.
Yeah.
That's how they did this show. And... they ask him a question that was like so fucking dumb. I had it in my head, but now I lost it. But it was just something stupid about, you know, somebody's fucking bangers and mash or something. You know what I mean? Just something stupid like that. And then
Cornette's
he's like,
awesome to listen
and
to.
Cornette like tells the like co-host, he's like, okay, so you tell me that we have all these amazing viewer questions that we have to get, that we have to get them out of the way and squeeze them into this episode, and you're asking me about fucking bangers and mash or the fuck they are talking about, dude. And I was just losing it in the car.
Typical classic Cornette.
But
that's awesome.
Yeah, so Podcast One is what I was talking about.
Yeah.
The graveyard for wrestling. They had started with fucking Stone Cold, then they got Jericho, then it just started happening where it was like Vince Russo, fucking Bischoff, fucking they're like they're wrestling all fucking day, all the time.
The 90s has returned.
They got goddamn...
that's awesome.
That's where Conan's new show is, too. Conan's new show is fucking ridiculous, dude. And that's another podcast you have to check out.
Yeah, I've been
keeping
meaning
it
to.
Keeping it 100 with Conan might be fucking... It's just... as Conan says, tremendous. Keeping it 100 with Conan.
They
were talking to Shane Helms, and he was like, he's like, I can't like give out where we're going to be. He's doing a military thing. Shane Helms is coming up, and that's what he's promoting. He's like, can't tell you exactly where we're going because, you know, like,
is this a Hardy Boys storyline?
No, that'd be crazy. Rey Mysterio was asking, though. He's like, where the hell does Matt Hardy get those fireworks at in America? I thought you could only get that shit in Mexico. And like, Yeah, fuck, that cracked me up. That's on the list. Keep him 100.
Conan
had to be like, no, bro, you go through North Carolina, you see these signs that say America's biggest fireworks store. It's like, it's the size of a barn, bro. It's tremendous. That's my Conan impression. No, keeping it 100 with Conan is fucking funny. He was asking, he was like, he's like, he's talking to Eric Bischoff, and he's like, I watched that one show you did. He's like, with Chachi, I mean, Scott Baio, 45. He's like, what happened to that show? That shit was funny. Eric Bischoff's well, we did 45 in single with Scott Baio. I forgot all about these shows till I heard Eric Bischoff mention it. And then he's like, then we did 46 and Married, because Scott Baio, I guess, got married between the seasons. So fucking Disco Inferno, you remember the guy, Disco Inferno from Nitro?
Yeah, I know.
He's a co-host. He chimes in and goes, hey, Eric, if you're ever thinking about doing a spinoff, I'm 48 and single. And fucking Eric Bischoff's like, I can only do so much, Disco.
He still hates him to this day. Like, funny, you suck.
Keeping it 100 with Conan. They do, like, they interview Juventud Guerrera like every week, and he's always like, he's always talking about getting juicy.
Does he roll up on his lawnmower?
No, they don't do that. They don't do that racist ass shit on. It's an open environment nowadays.
All right.
You ain't got to be a stereotype racist, which will lead me right into my first news story this week.
Perfect.
Ba-da-da-bow! Okay. I'm watching the TV. Actually, my bad, my fault. I was listening to the radio, Wrestling Observer Live, radio show. They broke this story somewhere in some conference call or interview. Stephanie McMahon said that they're looking at introducing LGBT characters.
I seen something about
into that. The WWE LGBTQ characters into the WWE, and I was like I literally like facepalmed, because like just this week on Raw, wasn't it this week, they had Kevin Owens and fucking Jericho in the ring together, and Cass are like, you two like to get naked and sit in bathtub together and wash each other. You know what I mean? It's like they're fucking literally making gay jokes on TV the week they're like, oh, we're going to put LGBTQ fucking, I can't even say it right, which is probably horrible if I'm offending anybody by not being.
You are about to take a hell of a lot of backlash.
I'm saying it like fucking Taz. Gimmick Schnabich. Fucking the LGBTQ, if like how the Billy and Chuck, like what the fuck, they like everything about there. They even had John Cena saying something like 2 weeks ago about how like the one dude just likes to get gay with people. Like he didn't say that out loud, but he said something about like you do things with men or something
if
like
you
that.
You have a twisted mind, you think of it that way.
I'm the one that interprets everything as gay sex.
Fucking, no, that's just like how they make it sound. Like so, you're not the only one.
Like they do everything. They're very. They make jokes about sexuality constantly. Like that's part of their fucking like shtick.
Yeah.
When they're trying to be edgy, you know what I mean? Like it's a kid's program nowadays. And when they try to be edgy, they say stuff like, "You two men like to get in bathtubs together." Like, I'm not misquoting like, Cass this week, am I? That happened Monday on Raw.
It's just
Kevin
like
Owens and Jericho were in the ring together.
Subtle underline, you know, like.
So what are they going to do?
It's going to go over kids.
So
heads,
are they
going to
put? They're going
to
put a gay character out there, and like Darren Young came out as gay, right? What's up?
They've had one out there before. I mean, we had Pat Patterson. So I mean.
But that never counted because he never said anything about it technically till the Legends House.
But still, think about it.
They have
still,
a guy on the roster now, Darren Young, that came out to TMZ like 2 years ago, and they've never said a word about it on TV.
Yeah, like, who cares?
I think maybe once they were like, congratulations to Darren Young. Like, what are they going to do to make him they'll probably take a straight person and make them a gay character making him a gay character.
Dude, if they take Darren Young from Bob Backlund thing, his career's gonna go.
I just don't even. I don't understand.
He'll
what
end
the,
up on TNA in 8 months.
I don't understand what the point of even like announcing this or talking about this was.
It's stupid. Like it's no big deal. Who cares?
Yeah, I mean they could.
It's a new era, like anyways, and they're trying to get edgy.
Like, are they trying to say? Are they trying to say they're gonna have a transgender champion or something like that? Like, are there many transgender wrestlers out there?
I don't know. I don't pay attention.
I know there's obviously like cross dressing wrestlers and stuff for nothing like that. Stuff like that. But is there gender specific like born male wrestling now as female defines themselves as female? Yeah.
I don't know.
So like, what the fuck are they gonna do? They're gonna be like, here's the world's first transgender. They're gonna bring in Caitlyn Jenner to win the title.
They could.
That's their LGBTQ character.
Jenner Kate.
Anyway, I just saw that story and I was just like, what is she even getting at? What is she even saying?
I seen something about it and I just shook my head like, who cares? Like it, you don't have to announce it. Like it's no big deal. Like it's wrestling. Most of it's fucking entertainment. Like who cares? Like unless they're trying to bring. Are they trying to bring actually more
like what are they going to be
people into wrestling?
Even if somebody identifies as that as such, like are they going to have them fucking in love relationships legit on like the way they do the male and females? Yeah, are they going to legit have two males having or two females having? They've already had hot lesbian action. Remember that?
Yeah, I mean
Eric Bischoff brought back the hot lesbian action. HLA, brother.
Hey, I think we should rename our host tonight Taz with all the fuck ups.
Gimmick Schnibbish.
Your word tonight. Mm-hmm. I think that's your word for today.
Hot lesbian action or Gimmick Schnibbish.
Yeah, we'll go with that one.
All right. So let's move. Let's keep this moving. Breaking news apparently on August 8th, so we're a little behind. But
we are, what, 2 days behind on this?
No, it's the 13th right now. Oh. Or 14th.
Oh, yeah, 14th. Say. Yeah, I get my days fucked up now.
So, Joey Styles was released from WWE kind of quietly. Joey Styles, legendary voice of Extreme Championship Wrestling.
Yeah, I was
reading. Did you even know he had a job there still?
Yeah.
Because he pops up on DVDs from time to time.
Yeah, and he just did the recent, like, expose, like, 2015 and shit like that. So I knew he was still with the company doing the exposes and doing, like, the countdowns from time to time for extreme countdowns and shit like that.
So apparently this isn't confirmed, but what is speculated, Derek, as we say in the wrestling industry, purely speculation, right? Purely speculation.
Okay.
Joey Styles was released for some comments he made in a Joey Styles shoot WWE Q&A on the WWE Facebook page.
Yeah, I read the article about it.
Okay, so we'll go through some of the comments and we'll say what we have to say. He went in to say he doesn't like the Universal title name. He hates three-man commentaries and talks about Roman Reigns. The big push for him. Yeah, the little quote they have here is, if our chairman thinks Roman Reigns is a future star as a babyface, that's how things are going to play out. But the answer is Vince thinks it can work. He's been right much, 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 much more than he's been wrong over the course of the last 40 years. He says, I'm not going to second guess the chairman. That's just talking about Roman Reigns. I don't see how that's fucking bad-mouthing Roman Reigns. That's a horrible fucking quote that this website took. I shouldn't have even read this article off this website. Fucking bastard bitches. I'm not even going to say their name. That's a dumbass quote. He's like, how would he get fired for saying anything like that? That's dumb. But anyway,
I don't think he should
the
be
the other stuff about that.
Either.
Who, Roman?
Yeah.
Nobody does except for Vince McMahon, and that's what they're doing with him. They're doing the best they can. They're putting them in a fucking. Hey, they're putting them in an America versus Russia angle, dude.
Yeah, he had a start him at the bottom, dude.
You know, he when he fucking
it's the Olympics, dude.
Anyway, we'll talk more about Roman later when we talk about SmackDown. But so Joey Styles released.
I think he's on Raw.
Do you think this had anything to in those both those videos of Joey shooting have been taken down on Facebook already? But anyway, what'd you think about Joey Styles being released? Do you think it has anything to do with him shooting?
Probably not.
I was about to say the same thing. It probably has more to do with him being around and being old, and not that being old is bad, but if you're digital content media website manager, that's not like old man's game. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he wants.
They might be looking because their website has been just like it's pretty awful. The WWE.com.
I never
go to it. You know what I mean? Who does? But so
I have the network.
they do need to up that stuff. So it might have, they can always bring him in to the fucking studio. If the guy lives in Philadelphia, you can make it to Connecticut in a train ride. You know what I mean? So
it's not a far drive.
He can go to Connecticut and do the DVD stuff all anytime they need him. He just doesn't have to be around the office anymore.
Yeah.
I really don't think it has anything to do with him shooting. Because if it did, think about what even like Daniel Bryan said last week on the Talking Smack when he was like, they brought it up this week and showed the video on Raw when he's like, they're asking him about when they're going to introduce new titles. And he says, we're not like Raw. We're not going to just throw out stuff like, here's the Universal Champion. Now we're the champion of the Milky Way in the galaxy. You know what I mean?
That's funny.
And so he was legit. He's right there, the way he's talking. He's burying the company's creative team. You know what I mean? Or whoever came up, the chairman Universal. Chairman, yeah. Vince McMahon probably came up with that term. You know what I mean? Dude, so
it's just...
Obviously, Daniel Bryan's higher up on the food chain than Joey Styles, but anyway. So the last story I wanted to get into before we take a quick short little break here. Dean Ambrose was on the Stone Cold podcast this week.
Yep,
you said you watched it.
What I could of it, yeah, because I was watching.
Oh
Raw,
yeah, you said you didn't finish it.
I like to DVR my Raw, well, so by the time it was like 25-30 minutes in.
Steve Austin finally got to the point where he was asking about the WrestleMania match with Brock.
Yeah.
And Dean Ambrose said that he asked him like about it, and Dean Ambrose kind of shrugged it off. So he pushed on it a little more, and Dean Ambrose was kind of like, he was like, well, what didn't you like about it? And he was like, laziness is like, he goes on to say, like, I wanted to go in there and just have the craziest match.
Yeah,
like,
and we're Brock didn't there. Care to do anything.
Yeah, and he's like, and Brock didn't want to do it. And, like, when I heard that, I was like, because remember all of us watching WrestleMania this year, we're like, oh, this is going to be crazy. They could probably even put over Dean Ambrose. This is going to be such a good match. And it was bullshit 10 minutes and Dean Ambrose got pinned clean and it was over. You know what I mean?
It was pretty much just like he said.
So so when you, I was like, damn, that's why, you know, we as wrestling fans, yeah, like, you know, I mean, we're what they call
my first WrestleMania,
we're like we're fucking
years.
We're marks, you know what I mean? Like, we know as much as we can, or think we know as much as we can about whatever the fuck's going on. And so we were all kind of let down, like, damn, that could have been such a badass match. And it was just kind of shit. It was kind of a basic fucking Brock match. It wasn't like Brock and John Cena or Brock and Taker, you know what I mean? What are you going to say?
I think I called that at WrestleMania because what? I haven't watched wrestling in 3 years coming up to that. So I was like, it's probably going to be a pooper.
So they, but then I started thinking about it from the other point of view.
Yeah.
Which is Brock's, where, you know, he might want to fight. He might
has UFC 202 coming up.
Is or 200?
Yeah, 200. Yeah,
but we don't know if he knew about that yet or whatever by that
they
point.
They speculate
from that, March to July, because he didn't. They didn't even announce he was coming for 200 till way later. You know what I mean?
Like a month before
May or early June. So we don't really know, but Brock definitely, as any type of character in wrestling, has an image to protect.
Oh, for sure.
And
now he
Dean Ambrose might be, yeah, I mean, he's, it's not like he's small.
Yeah.
But he's not Batista size or Cena size even or anybody. Or even, like, he doesn't really have the, like...
He's Seth Rollins size.
He's smaller than Seth. Seth's taller. Just taller,
but look at their body frame.
And he doesn't have the, like, scrappiness of, like, a AJ or something that. So I can almost see where Brock would be like, how am I going to go out there even if I win... take a fucking beating and do a bunch of dumb shit with this fucking scrawny dude. I'm going to throw him around the ring. If him and I went into the octagon, I'm going to throw this fucking dude around the octagon. You know what I mean?
I guess. Like, I would. So, if I was Brock, I would want to do some suplex.
If you're trying to protect your gimmick or protect your thing.
It'd be my UFC warm-up match.
See, like, the thing is, we all know wrestling's fake. The 2 million people who are watching wrestling on Monday night, like your average fan on Monday night comes home from work and drinks a beer, has dinner, and then kicks on the wrestling show to see what's going on. You know what I mean? Before he might turn on Leno or fucking something else.
Yeah.
So.
And now it will be Monday Night Football. That,
exactly. Yeah. So between that and kids watching and stuff like that, I don't even remember where the fuck I was going with this. Oh, they don't... A lot of them still fucking, like, believe in the shit that's going on. You know what I mean? They might sit and watch WrestleMania and see Brock fucking getting beat by that dude and be like, this is fucking fake. This is dumb. Brock would throw that dude everywhere. So it holds up believability, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess you almost want to be like, sorry, Dean, but that's just bad booking. You two shouldn't have been booked together to begin with for that reason.
Exactly.
Like shouldn't have been booked together for that reason so that you...
I could believe him in a
Brock doesn't give a fuck.
Rusev or someone like that. Someone
Brock
bigger.
Can go... Yeah, but Brock can go home tomorrow and not care. You know what I mean? So
He don't need the WWE.
So it's kind of like they should have never booked that shit together.
Yeah, you know how they do. They just
made,
hodgepodge shit. When we get there, I like talk about the hodgepodge of shit. And SmackDown, what they're going to be doing, the hodgepodge fucking teams.
What on? Oh, yeah. So, anyway, you got any last thoughts there on Dean Ambrose and his fucking shenanigans?
No, it was a very boring podcast. I was more...
Very boring podcast. Oh, I thought you were talking about ours, lousy podcast.
You asked about Dean Ambrose. You forgot it was a podcast even. Goddamn.
Yeah.
Jesus.
So, anyway, yeah, it was... Dean Ambrose was hard to get questions out of. And I've done the Lousy Weather Media podcast now for 151 weeks there, Derek. So I've interviewed a lot of people now, and there's some people that you can say, where'd you go to school? And they'll be like, oh, I went to this place, and I had this teacher, and I did this, and man, and then I was really into this, so by the time I was a teenager, I did this, and you asked one question, and it was about school. Yeah. And then you ask somebody else, you'll just be like, how you doing today? And they'll be like, good. And you'd be like,
chilling.
And you'd be like, you have a show coming up? And they'll be like, yeah.
Yeah.
That's be cool. Like, tell me about the show you got coming up.
Friday.
I'd be like, oh, so the 21st, where's it at? You know what I mean? It's like, you just gotta sit there and do that. But anyway.
It's pretty much how they're selling their act, like, which is bad.
Let's take a quick break, and then we'll come back, and we'll fucking talk about Raw. See how I'm trying to get us on a little faster pace this week than we were last week.
You don't want the three-hour episode of Nitro.
No three-hour episode.
That was a special episode number three.
No, that was a pretty... Like, somebody, like, asked me, he was like, oh, sweet, I'll have to check this out. Do you guys talk about NXT and the Cruiserweight Classic? And I was like... Well, we kind of spent like an hour and a half on Raw, so we didn't really get to anything else after that.
Yeah, and I didn't even get to NXT this week since this is our first ever Saturday
episode.
Yeah,
we're doing it a little early. All right, anyway, let's take a quick break.
Sounds good.
Had a dream, I
big changes are coming to the Lousy Weather Media as we officially launched the Lousy Weather Media Network. Have you ever wanted to subscribe to Just I Can't Read without having the main show or wrestling podcast clog up your feed? Have you ever wanted to just subscribe to the main show without having I Can't Read and wrestling podcasts clog your feed? Have you ever just not wanted a wrestling podcast to clog your feed? Well, now's when you can do it, because the network has launched, and you can subscribe to I Can't Read on iTunes, and you can subscribe to Lousy Wrestling Podcast on iTunes, and you can subscribe to Lousy About the Media on iTunes, because starting September 1st, our shows are separating, and the network will launch. Find more information at lousyweathermedia.com, and subscribe. Salt. S-A-W-F-T. Salt.
And that's how most of my wrestlers come out in my universe.
They come out to soft.
You've seen half of
them. Yeah, in your universe, all your creative wrestlers have the very basic cat, big cast fucking
pisses
entrance.
Pisses me off.
And music.
Watching Sabu step over the top rope.
It's a good song. Soft. Soft.
I think this is your favorite
soft
song.
Soft. How long going? Soft. You're soft like spaghetti. Soft like spaghetti. Soft. You look like salt, soft. And you get jelly the way all these girls be up in the roar. What's up, babe? What's up, baby? Soft. I think this song says featuring Enzo. I think that's his. And I think that's his feature. It's just that sup, baby. Because that sounded like him. All the rest of it doesn't. He might have said soft there, too.
Maybe that is
soft. Anyway, I better stop doing that or before everybody stops listening. So the show, the Raw, Monday Night Raw this week, Derek, opened up with our boy Enzo Amore. That's why.
40-minute
segment. That's why I was playing that. Yeah, 2 weeks in a row, they're putting Enzo out there for 40 minutes. And it's not like they can't hang and they can't do it, but
they get the crowd hype. And
it's going long, man. We were talking about it earlier with
as in Jericho would say, take it in, man. You're right.
It was, so they, I have some stuff written down here.
I have nothing. Always shooting from the hip.
Always shooting from the hip. I think my cat just wants to be able to see outside. Like, look at her crawl through the curtains. Oh, Jesus.
I thought she was trying to hang herself.
That's what it looked like right there, didn't it?
She was doing her very own Mick Foley in between the ropes.
She fucking took out one of the blinds right now, just climbing through it and hanging herself by
her
foot. She
had her very own Mick Foley moment. Good job,
Paige. She hung herself in the ropes like a fucking, like, and almost lost an ear.
That's awesome.
So they open up, and the Enzo,
you
like...
You should have said no animal was hurt after this combo. Just to throw it out there, we don't want to get the animal cruelty.
You know, the thing about the whole deal, though, was as soon as the deal was going on, that's the reason why I'm bringing this up.
You got excited and did his dance, right?
The fucking...
The moment you seen him,
we're both doing it in studio.
You came out doing the.
No, I'm trying
does
to.
Like the Shane
I'm trying to do this one.
He kind of does the Shane McMahon like.
How does he do this? I can't do it. Can you do it?
This is terrible podcast, but we're standing up, and Enzo does that stuff where he moves back and forth, and it looks like he just goes like this.
His chicken dance.
I can't do it. I'm sure I do not look like Enzo doing that.
You are not doing the Enzo. You kind of look like the kid on the short bus that I did not make fun of.
That's funny.
Speculate I did not make fun
of. Dude, speaking of which, my Siri started listening to us, and let's see what it heard us as saying. It says, as soon as the deal was going on is the reason... Oh, fuck, it fucked up. There it is. As soon as the deal was going on is the reason La Liga decided in his band write the fucking museum that you work wear alternate insignia. I'm trying to like this. I'm trying to do this. Not have an odyssey do this. I can't do it. Can you do it? This is Terry.
Is that what your dance came up with?
That's what Siri thought I was fucking saying.
And your dance came out to that.
Dude, that's fucking awesome.
You dance fucking words.
I wonder, like, holy shit, is that what we sound like to the listeners? Like, when we were just trying to do that, did, like, when we were talking, did they hear as soon as the deal was going on, is the reason La Liga decided and his band
It sounds like a Spanish fucking
yeah, like,
American Spanish television show.
It's ending the fucking soap opera. As soon as the deal was going on, is the reason La Liga decided and his band write the fucking museum that you work, wear alternate insignia. I'm trying to like this. I'm trying to do this. That not have an odyssey. Do this. I can't do it. You do it. This is Terry. The last line kills me. I can't do this. You do it. This is Terry. What the fuck? Who the fuck's Terry?
Dude, it sounds like a Ben Stiller movie.
So anyway, the fucking Enzo dance. Oh, Jesus. But what it
brought up Ben Stiller's new movie.
So what I'm trying, what I was trying to say.
At least you read it in his voice.
In a theater near you, La Liga, the museum.
His Tropic Thunder fucking camp movies.
So anyway, Enzo, what dawned on me, though, in the opening was how much I'm actually enjoying the brand split, because we are finally getting good. We're getting good, solid, not more time, but we're getting good, solid week to week wrestling and product building. And it's not like trying to come up with 3 hours of stuff on Monday and then 3 hours or 2 hours of this stuff for the same people the next night. You know what I mean? Yeah. You're able to, like, Enzo got to go out there and be like, yeah, last
talk
week,
for 30 minutes.
Well, he was like, last week I was out here and I did this. I was flirting with Sasha. She was feeling it. Don't you think she was feeling it? Yeah, she was feeling it. He got to, like, build that, like, you know what I mean? What happened last week? Then this cock blocker came out and fucked up my day. So now I want to wrestle his ass in a singles match. So boom, bang, pow.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Bada bing, bada boom. Realest guy in the room is now in the ring with Jericho, basically. Yeah.
And then your favorite guy walks out.
Kevin Owens?
Yeah.
I hate Kevin Owens. I still do. He's awful.
And I do not understand this whole little.
I mean, Kevin Owens is interesting to watch. That's his new gimmick. And you know what? We'll talk about Jericho since you brought it up. I like what he's doing. I don't like the character. I don't care about that.
No, I like what he's doing, but teaming up with Kevin Owens.
Oh, you're talking about that?
Really?
I'm talking about.
Do I have to bring out my inner Miz and just really? Like, seriously?
He's got a new character. He's got goatee scarf character, Jericho. And what I wanted to say is, like, I appreciate the way Jericho evolves from time to time. He leaves and comes back with a new character almost every time. And you know what?
You never get old.
You have to do that in the wrestling business. People fucking Stone Cold wasn't fucking Stone Cold when he started. You know what I mean?
Top five favorite wrestlers of all time.
He went through like 5, 6, 7 gimmicks before you. And then Stone Cold himself went through 5, 6, 7 gimmicks. He was very technical wrestler. Then he became just a brawler. Fuck, after the neck injury shit, more of a just a brawler, beer drinker, stunner motherfucker. And then
they
his action. And then he started doing a comedy where he was playing guitar and fucking doing that, and up with the what and shit like that. You know what I mean? So even Stone Cold as a character evolved over. One of the things that's awful about WWE characters over the past 12, 13 years.
Some don't evolve.
They'll be the same fucking dude.
John Cena's been stuck in year five forever.
Cena, at least, he moved on from rapping and so on and so forth.
His
wrestling has gotten good over the past 3 years, so that's evolved him.
Yeah, I can't knock him on his wrestling.
Yeah, I'm trying to like think of an example off the top of my fucking head, but their characters never change over a period of time. And it gets boring.
Hasn't changed.
Not since the Viper fucking Viper.
Yeah,
but
he's had pretty much two little.
But those guys are over. Those guys are big stars. I'm talking about the fucking like the all most of the guys have gotten cut off the roster now over the years that were like this that I'm thinking of off the top of my head. Actually, I have no one off the top of my head. But you get what I'm saying, because there's 100 of them. Even like
they must not be that memorable.
Like Hardcore Hollies or something. Hardcore Holly became he became Hardcore Holly, but then he never changed. Sparky. He never changed after he went from Sparky Plug to Hardcore Holly and made a name for himself. But he never kept going. He could have gotten he had one main event. He could have had 10 if he was able to kind of break out more and have more of a character.
It also look at their roster at that time too. You had Triple H's, Stone Cold, The Rock, so he was always getting mid card status regardless. Like,
but by 2003, 2004, 2005, so I'm saying when the first brand split happened, and on SmackDown you just had Guerrero, Guerrero,
they were
JBL.
Pushing, they were pushing the guys from WCW at that time. Think about it. When you start thinking about that time, they were pushing your Ben Wallace, your Guerreros, people that on WCW that was never pushed. That's
so,
how I look at it.
Anyway, they had a great match, and fucking, it was a solid opening for the show. I'll call it that.
Decent. I could not deal with the 40-minute. It was like 35 minutes of them talking back and forth. Like, I can listen to Chris Jericho and Enzo go on for
got
like
3 hours
minute,
to fill,
but
though.
Throw in Kevin Owens, who's just, he shouldn't talk on the mic yet.
I appreciated the week. I appreciated the week to week building. And that, like, they've been doing pretty heavy promoting on this Seth Rollins Finn Balor fucking thing where they had another, this week they had Seth Rollins was in the ring, cut a promo, and then
he called out the demon.
And then fucking Finn Balor did this weird shit that was like a backstage vignette type thing where he was like, he was explaining Irish gods, like, this is so and so, and he threw an entire ship over a mountain, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he was explaining his
name and stuff, but it was almost weird. Like, I was like, man, what? I almost feel like they're like burying Finn Balor doing that. Like, you have Seth Rollins going out there and talking shit in the ring, and then you have fucking Finn Balor just in the back talking some mythical stuff. You know what I mean?
I thought it was kind of cool because
I thought it was cool too. That's what gets me is I try to put myself in the eyes of the guy who
it was different.
Who comes home and he probably has never seen Finn Balor work before and doesn't even know who he is. Doesn't know anything. He just has two beers in him and a nice pot roast in him, and he's got the wrestling show on.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? And fucking, he may never pay to see the guy wrestle or anything, but I try to put myself in that kind of mind frame sometimes, and I was like, this is kind of like almost burying him compared to, Seth Rollins out there talking shit.
Yeah.
The one thing, though, about Seth Rollins' promo that pissed me off was he said, Finn Balor, that's not even his real name. And I was like, Seth Rollins isn't your real fucking name.
Yeah.
Have a double standard. I was like, who the fuck wrote that line?
Yeah.
Like, who wrote that line and cleared it and checked? Because I don't know if Seth Rollins cuts promos from the hip if he's at that point, or if he's got full scripts, or what goes on with his promos.
I hope.
But
let's go back to the Austin podcast real quick, to the Dean Ambrose thing. Hopefully that guy is not allowed creative freedom on the mic.
What? Dean Ambrose? Yeah. He's starting to now. He says that on the podcast.
Yes, that's
he says
horrible.
Back in the day, they wrote everything for him. His promos, if you go back and watch any of his work as Johnny Moxley through CZW and shit like that, his promos were always good. He's always been a good promo, Dean Ambrose.
I'm just saying.
A lot of it's just the character, the lunatic stuff and all that shit. It's dumb.
All right, back to our main.
But yeah, so Seth Rollins was like, that's not even his real name. And I just, like, I tuned out as soon as he said that. I was like, you're fuck. And I might be as I was just saying, I tried to look from the beer drinker on the couch point of view. This I wasn't. This took me as a fan right out of fucking whatever. And I guess you can't appease everybody. If you're going to appease the guy drinking beer on the couch, you can't appease me too. But that pissed me off.
Yeah.
So anyway, Neville wrestled that night. What do you think about Neville? He worked a tag match with Sin Cara.
Once again, why are he left the Lucha Dragons.
The Lucha Dragons are split up.
No tag team, right?
Yeah.
And then, boom, right back to tag team.
Well, he's in a different tag team now. Kalisto's getting the...
enjoying these...
Kalisto's the guy that got the... teams. Kalisto's the guy that got the push.
Still, hodgepodge teams. Not enjoying it.
So, I thought Neville looked great. It was some of the best stuff I've seen him do
can wrestle, but the hodgepodge team...
Since he's been on the main roster.
Don't enjoy it.
Well, it was just... If you watched, the whole build was that he was
Did they wrestle again? The Ascension?
Yeah. And they had challenged him, like, get a fucking buddy to come out and wrestle with you. So he fucking, the next week, came out with him.
He should be in the Cruiserweight Classic.
Neville. Who, Neville?
Yeah.
But he's already a main wrestler talent. Classic is for unsigned guys.
Like, yeah, I know, but I'm just saying, like, he would have amazing matches with a lot of those guys.
So Sasha, they did this deal where it was Sasha versus Dana Brooke, and if Sasha wins, Dana Brooke is banned from ringside at SummerSlam.
Which you knew was going to happen. At least I didn't.
Well, you didn't know. They could have done.
Are you speculating? They could have done a
purely speculation. They could have been talking about doing an interference run. Charlotte could have interfered and fucking, you know, behind the ref back and boom, bang, pow. You got a pinfall from
it. Already happened once. Wasn't seeing it happen the second time.
You know, when I was watching it, this is another thing I was thinking. This was a very reflective episode for me. I was, like, really observant and, like, thinking about people.
You were watching for the fuck-ups like I was.
Well, I don't mean that. Oh, God, if you haven't watched Botchamania this week, they have a new Botchamania, and it's literally everything we talked about last week.
I've seen everything.
It's Daniel Bryan calling him Apollo Creed. It's the ref giving the fucking... Charlotte the title. It's
I didn't see too many.
The entire Botchamania is that this week. They even have the footage of fucking on Talking Smack when Daniel Bryan's like, I want to apologize for calling him Apollo Creed. I had just watched Creed. It's a great movie. And Renee Young, like, almost kind of adds it on, like, well, yeah, I mean, it's hard. Sorry, Apollo. I even, like, had to say Apollo Creed. Like, they're acting like he fucking picked that name. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it was given to him.
Like, he wants to be called fucking Ooh Ha Nation. That's what he's been called for fucking 5 years. He don't want to be called fucking Apollo. I mean, I'm sure he
Ooh Ha Nation.
Ooh Ha Nation. That's like his real name.
That's as bad as No Way Jose, and that's why he's not on the main roster.
His real name is Ooh Ha. Ooh Ha.
Well,
Ooh Ha Nation. Ooh Ha Nation was over. That was his name for a while. He was over.
Well,
Apollo Crews is a little harder to get over
because you're like Apollo Creed.
Yeah, and you're a black guy named Apollo. Like, but it was funny. They kept doing the Living in America on Botchamania every time somebody said Apollo Creed on. And then, like, she was like, I even had to think about it, like Apollo. And then they showed a little thought bubble that had Apollo Creed in it, and it was funny as fuck. But Botchamania was good this week. Yeah, 3-8 Botchamania 3-18. But anyway, so Dana Brooke, though, this is what I was thinking. She was a bodybuilder that they fucking signed. I want to say 2.5 years ago, maybe, if that. It was like Arnold Classic 2 years ago, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And no wrestling experience. Already got her on the main roster, and she's keeping up. Like, you're shaking your head.
Just saying, if she can keep up and, like, you know what I mean? Like, they
didn't.
Some that come in that
they didn't hire. They didn't hire Dana Brooke to fucking sit down in developmental for 5 years. Like, no offense to the girls and men that are doing that.
Obviously not.
You take a fucking bodybuilder fucking gymnast that can do God knows what.
She's agile.
Super athletic. And that fucking girl is determined. Like, if on the Breaking Ground show, have you watched those yet on the network?
I've up to like... 6 or 7.
Watching those is what really got me, like, kind of like being like, okay, you know what I mean? I can see what she's doing. It's how determined she is. And then she's got herself on the main roster. She's keeping up. The match with Sasha wasn't bad. It was hard hitting. I like watching Sasha. Like, I like watching Sasha more than I like 90% of the guys right now. She's fucking killing it.
Put it this way, she is better than your favorite chick wrestler right now on SmackDown. And we'll get to that.
Carmella?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, what? She slaughters. Carmella's only been wrestling for like a year or two.
And you're talking about old girl but had no wrestling.
Dana, though, is like keeping up.
They're in the same position, if you think about it.
Dana and Carmella.
As far as time frame, yeah. One shouldn't be on the main roster, so, and one should be on TNA. And the other one should be right where she is.
I wanted to take a second. I think Dana Brooke has definitely taken, she's taken what's given to her and she's been running with it.
From what you're saying, she's a quick learner and
she's holding her spot and she's doing her thing. Because you watched the match and it wasn't fucking botch-filled.
It was not a Natalia Carmella match. Like, Natalia carried this bitch through.
Think about the years of fucking Kelly versus Layla. And the fucking Maria versus fucking Maurice and the all those fucking, like,
I don't remember. Stopped watching it.
it was hard to like Trish try and Stratus find something. Like, as much as everybody praised like the Angelina Love and Velvet Sky and Gail Kim and them, the level of fucking wrestling that these girls, Sasha and Charlotte and all them, way are fucking better. Doing now compared to that is light years.
Yeah, way better. They're wrestling like some of the...
Like I just said, I like watching Sasha's matches more than I like most of the guys.
She's had a couple of her own fuck-ups.
Super botches. But
as far as like her work,
stiff, it's entertaining, looks like they're beating the hell out of each other.
Yeah. But it's also who you work with too.
So I only have one more thing written down for Raw. They did that whole bit where so it's Mick Foley against fucking not Mick Foley against, but Mick Foley calls out Daniel Bryan to the ring and they're bullshitting blah 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 about the goddamn whatever the hell's going on.
About the podcast about the talking smack.
Yeah,
and
okay.
They were dissing on them.
So then, the you know, before I went into watching Raw that day, I was sitting there going, you know, it's kind of nice that they are not intermingling the brands other than the fucking Randy Orton and Brock thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, and then they did this.
Yeah, and then exactly they did, and it started to be like, "Well, our show's better," and getting the crowd to chant, "Yes,"
shitting on each other.
And he's like, "You're not going to plug your show on here," and they're starting to do this war between the brands.
I think it's just like getting them to.
And the whole thing led to essentially just a Rusev fucking thing match, but it was really funny for them to put that Universal Galaxy comment on Raw. It was funny. It popped the crowd. Which they probably wanted the crowd to fucking boo. You know what I mean? Like, they kept going.
They're actually putting SmackDown.
They kept
over.
On saying things like, "Oh, hello, Raw fans," or whatever. You know what I mean? These Raw fans want Raw. And all the fans were like, "No, yes, yes. We want Daniel Bryan. Yes, yes." You know what I mean?
So actually, I looked at it as Raw's actually putting over SmackDown.
Anyway, so it did was lead into a fucking Cesaro versus Rusev match. We forgot to talk about Rusev's wedding earlier in the night.
What's to talk about?
The thing about it was like...
You was excited about...
No, it was... Cake? What I kept seeing was just how bad Vince McMahon was to just force-feed Roman as a babyface, that he's going to put him out there. Like, they're going to do the classic face versus fucking evil Russian. You know what I mean? Like,
and it's not working.
And so you yeah, because they're cheering the Russian.
People are wanting to watch Roman get
booing fancy. Roman and cheering the Russian. Yeah. But anyway, so that happened. But what I wanted to get to, so Cesaro and Rusev have a match. Great match, hard hitting. But the ending of it.
Didn't like the ending.
Sheamus came out, distracted Cesaro. Rusev pulls him up. Oh, my bad. Before that, this was what I was getting at. Cesaro... I can't remember exactly what movie his big move and fucking the referee's knocked out and he goes and he wakes up the referee and he drags the referee so close that it almost looks like he's about to drag the referee on top of Rusev and then he fucking stops and then he covers Rusev and the referee counts the two. Well, it got my brain working, right? I was like, damn, you know, it'd be really sick have a fucking stoner character. Like, he's fucking stoned. He's a stoner character. And do that whole spot, and his ass drop. Like, this is some shit you'll find on the indie. Somebody did. Any indie wrestler, take this idea. It's yours.
Chalk it up.
The stoner. But and you do this spot. Have the
best finish that I am claiming.
Do this spot. So pull the referee all the way on top of the other guy on accident, and then get down and count one and be like, oh, fuck, what am I doing? I'm fucking stoned, man. Fuck, I'm stoned. Push the referee off, cover on one, two, kick out. Fuck, man, I was so high, I fucked up my chance to win, man.
And No Way Jose now has a new gimmick.
Yeah, dude, I give the stoner character to anybody and do that spot. Drag the referee on top of fucking the guy and start counting.
Yeah.
But so that was Raw, basically. Good show, I thought.
Yeah, I was excited to see Puff Daddy and Drake.
I forgot about Puff Daddy, and we didn't talk about Drake either. Puff Daddy got booed. The shit, like, he just got booed.
He gave away free tickets. Who cares?
It was a bad spot to even do Puff Daddy. Puff Daddy's huge in New York. You know what I mean? Be out in Los Angeles and have Puff Daddy on your show. What was the point?
Yeah.
He was there because he's doing the the 2K17 soundtrack or whatever. And he's like, we going to have some Black Sabbath on there. That was like the biggest cheer of the night was when he said Black Sabbath.
Yeah, it's kind of bad. You can't even sell yourself.
So, and then they had the Braun Strowman squash match. They did one squash match. Nia Jax just had a vignette this week. I think next week they should alternate it. Braun Strowman can have the vignette and fucking Nia Jax can
I wonder what celebrity wrestle. He's going to wrestle next.
He did wrestle Drake lookalike, and the Drake lookalike this week was
spot on.
No, I was going to say he was despondent. Like, when they tried to interview him in the back and he wouldn't talk, he was just like staring at the ground and stuff.
Hey,
and
Drake gets paid to talk, dude.
And he fucking went out there and got his ass beat, about murdered with the way he threw him over the top rope.
I think that should be his finisher, the one what? Leg throw out of the ring.
One leg just toss like you're a fucking towel out the door.
Just like at the end of the match, you see how he tossed him out? Like, that should be his finisher. But into like the ring post or something.
And then, so yeah, that was that. I think they're going to give that kid a contract. They gave him music and everything, you know what I mean? They gave him music. He got to come out after Strowman instead of him already being in the ring, like old school classic jobber. Like, Strowman was in the ring. This guy got fucking a nameplate, music.
It was Drake. He could get any contract.
So, anyway, I wish I had my fake laugh. You think it was actually Drake?
No, not at all.
You think it was he came down from Views from the Six and wrestled a match with Braun Strowman?
No, not at all. But he was spot on. I sent you a picture.
I seen him.
I even did Google image comparisons to see how close it was.
But Drake looks like a lot of people, though. I think Drake looks like Harry Shearer, you know, from The Simpsons. I think fucking they both like have that face. Is it? I used to play this game where I did, is it Drake or Harry Shearer, and I'd put pictures of them side by side. People are like, well, one's an old white Jew, and I'm like, Drake's getting there. He's becoming more and more of an old white Jew every day. Like, the older Drake gets, the more and more he looks like Harry Shearer. Just watch. So anyway, so let's move on to SmackDown. Let's get this through. SmackDown. Okay, I was actually watching with Bob, and this was fucking hilarious because I can't even remember who the fuck was out there now I think of it. Randy Orton and fucking, who was the other babyface?
Fandango was out there?
No, it wasn't Fandango. Now I already forget who the fuck was out there. It was, how the fuck did they open SmackDown now? I don't even remember. But all I remember is two dudes were in the goddamn ring. Two other dudes came out to the goddamn ring. They're fucking talking. And I was sitting there with Bob going, we gonna have ourselves a tag team match, player. And fucking, I started off with
Randy Orton, and then Alberto Del Rio came out.
Uh-huh.
That's how it started out.
Alberto Del Rio came out.
Yeah, and was talking shit about Randy Orton. And they had
that was backstage.
Oh yeah.
I'm talking about in the ring. Two dudes were talking. Two more dudes were talking. And I was sitting there going, we're going to have ourselves a tag team match.
When American Alpha came out?
You know. It was two dudes. They were talking. And then two more dudes came out. They were talking. And I was like, we're going to have ourselves a tag team match, player. And then the very next cutscene.
Oh, you're talking about Ambrose and...
There we go.
Ziggler. Yeah,
Ambrose and Ziggler against fucking Bray Wyatt. And Eric Rowan.
Yeah.
Okay. So Bray Wyatt was already out in the ring talking shit. That's me too. I just knew, playa, we were going to have ourselves a tag team match.
I was trying to think of what happened. Anyway, it was just. And then I was like, oh, yeah, that's.
Hey, all I kept thinking though, as soon as Ambrose came out and he was talking, and then as soon as Ziggler came out, I was like, oh shit, this is a classic Smack. This is SmackDown 2007 to 2010, like right here in the flesh. Or 2005 to 2007 or whatever.
Another hodgepodge team put together during a rivalry match.
That's how every fucking SmackDown opened for the entire Teddy Long administration. Like, one guy would be out there, another guy would come out, another guy would come out, and Teddy Long would then come out. You'd hear Teddy Long's music like, boom, playa. And then he would come out and he'd be like, all right, playa, we're going to have ourselves a tag team match, playa. And then fucking, sure enough, they go right to Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon in the back, and they're like, we're going to have ourselves a tag team match. Better get along. And if not, screw you, or whatever the fuck he said. That's
funny.
Yeah, so it was. I was like, damn, they're going old school with this shit.
They have to go do something.
The Miz just made me facepalm pretty hard the whole night. Especially in the, like, they were sitting at the little panel desk with Renee. And then they just, him and Maurice just started calling up on the table. And look, I was just like,
why?
It's TV, dude. They gotta, you get their characters over somehow. At least
fast
it's,
forward.
At least it, oh, I thought you were looking for a lighter.
No,
at
least like, it's fast forward.
At least it's a new character, I guess.
New character. The Miz has been himself for like.
Yeah, but now he's a movie star and he's glamorous and he's got a sexy
movie
wife.
Movie star?
Yeah. He's in
good Miz movie.
I can't. He's Santa. I don't know a good one.
Miz. Like,
but
like,
dude, I can name a couple.
He said straight to DVD, Mr. Straight to DVD.
He's in, I know he's in a movie called Santa's Little Helper with Paige. But yeah, he's a movie star, dude.
He is no Dwayne Johnson.
So the other thing, the only other thing I wanted to really talk about on SmackDown this week was Eva Marie's segment. Which
you was excited about that.
So I thought was another, like, the whole, like, wardrobe malfunction thing was dumb. I would have hoped she'd, like, hurt the other leg or something. But for her to skip out of a match again was fucking hilarious. And then Becky is like,
she came back out.
Becky's like, I just want somebody to fight. So, yeah, her and Alexa had a pretty good match. Alexa's holding up her end of the bargain, too, because I seen Alexa wrestle in a four-way match 2 years ago.
Horrible.
When NXT was at the Agora, she just didn't hold up her end. You know what I mean? It was Sasha, Charlotte, Bailey, and Alexa. And
three girls who should work together and one who should not have been out there.
The one they did on TV was Natalya instead of Alexa.
I wonder who backed out of the match.
What's up?
I wonder if old girl backed out of the match for the house show.
That's Natalya wasn't doing NXT house shows because she's on the main roster.
Yeah, she's like, fuck this.
So they put Alexa in that, and yeah, Alexa was she was slow. Everything kind of looked like, you know what I mean, like how do you say choreographed. Everything looked like a choreographed dance. Like,
I was going to say it looked like Hulk Hogan.
And and so she just, like, it wasn't bad, extremely pretty, but she wasn't holding up her thing. But then she started working with Blake and Murphy, turned heel, started working on those facials, and started working on facials. Ah!
She's all about the facial,
but
huh?
No. I meant, like, her face is money. The way she can just look like a cold, hard, pretty bitch.
She had enough fucking facials. I'm sure she's fucking tired of it.
So, anyway, she is holding up her end for being a fairly green worker, you know what I mean, to go out there and have good matches.
Had a decent match.
So, and then Eva Marie came out, caused the distraction. Boom, match was over. And then she's Eva, Eva cut a promo after the match. Like, I rushed, I put on my clothes and rushed out here, which I thought was fucking tremendous. If I'm gonna steal a word from Conan, but so I thought, like, I was like, damn, they're doing a real good job with Eva Marie protecting her. You know what I mean? And she's been working hard, and she's doing her thing and putting on. She's talking well. She's not going to be able to.
She's decent to look at, but let's see if she can wrestle.
She can't wrestle. I can tell you that now. She's one of those people. She's going to be as good as maybe Kelly Kelly ever was. Carmella will be way better.
Well, let's hope. Because
I got a lot of hope for Carmella.
Well, I see her on TNA in like the next 8 months.
Carmella, I almost felt bad for this week. I feel bad for her kind of period because Carmella's gimmick is Enzo and Cass. They were a group, Enzo, Cass, and Carmella. Well, they didn't bring Carmella up with them. You know what I mean? They come up on their own. So now that
they... Now you should go back and ask yourself why they didn't bring her up.
might not have been ready. But still, at that time, though, later? The thing about it, though, is they bring her up and they keep her same character, right? But they're starting to change up what she's saying, but not what she's doing. So the music still plays. She comes out and she starts talking like she's Enzo, but this week she didn't do the... My name is Carmella. Like, she did it a little differently, and then she also didn't say, the prince, like, she was like, my name is Carmella, blah, blah. She didn't say the princess of Staten Island. She didn't say any of that shit this week.
What they should have done with her is take her off television altogether for a couple months.
When she should have just came back, she should have just been Carmella, or she should have just been Enzo and Cass's valet. You know what I mean? She should just fucking come up and boom, and been with them.
That would have worked too.
Because that's what she's been doing for all this time. You know what I mean? But they don't want her with that group. And they have her doing her own thing, but not completely different.
They want her to be a wrestler. That's why.
It's the... what I'm getting at, though, is if you... Why not, like you said, why not just change the whole thing? Stop talking on the way to the ring like Enzo. If you're gonna take away the things, never mention why she's related to Enzo and why her gimmick's like Enzo, why, you know what I mean, or any of that stuff. You're not gonna reference any of it or do any of it.
So why go
stop
there?
Having her still come out with the microphone and stuff? But so she came out, I thought their match was all right. I didn't think it was that awful. I think if you put Carmella out there with somebody a little better, she might hold it up more. You would love Carmella versus Eva Marie on NXT. I think that's going to be my match of the week this week because it's so fucking awful. You just love the two of their work, you know what I mean?
I mean, no.
Yeah, I think you should watch that. I think I will say that right now, match of the week. What else do you got to say about SmackDown there?
Nothing really.
Yeah, the main event was good. The tag match, fucking Dolph Ziggler
once again,
fucking slaughtered him with the
hodgepodge kick. Teams.
Yeah, but that's how they do it, dude. You take
don't like it.
You take two fucking angles
and in 3 months,
going on.
We're gonna have a new tag team with Dolph Ziggler and freaking Dean Ambrose.
They're not a tag team. They just threw that together for a match.
Stupid.
So you have to have a tag team.
They
could have
had like a fatal
because you can't have the one on
better.
One match. You got to have the tag team match, Derek. So all
they
right,
should add a triple threat.
American Alpha had a great fucking match too. If we're gonna just mention them real quick, I kind of like the ending where the other teams came out and like we're sitting there looking at them,
and he was like, "Damn, only five teams, six teams,
and none of them are really good except for American Alpha."
And that takes me to your favorite tag team.
Which one's that? The Wild Villains?
The Hype Bros.
Oh, I like the Hype Bros. Yeah.
And then I see on TNA little thing, the Bromance. Like, wrestling have a thing.
They do. It has become a bro place.
And they don't give a fuck about the hoes.
They want jock. Yeah, that is true. They want jock bros.
They
but
want
instead
the bros,
of,
but not the hoes.
They just show jock bros instead of hoes.
And there we could lead to our LBGTQ.
Yeah. So you'll have transgender characters with jock bros.
Wonderful.
So
could be interesting segments.
Let's go to NXT for just a second.
You didn't give me time to watch it.
No, the only highlight, really, I guess I could say, was the ending.
Rude wrestle?
Yeah, he did. And
a
when
nobody
and when yeah
main event
nobody and when he got announced, the announcer did the Jeremy Borash thing where you go Bobby Roo, never even say rude, just say Roo. And so she did it just like that too. So it was pretty cool.
That's awesome.
And his music just kind of goes like greatness, it's the greatness type shit. So it's kind of funny. He's just. And so he's Bobby Roo.
Don't kill his character.
That's his character. He's Bobby Roo. Hopefully. But anyway.
They don't shit on his gimmick and he ends up like Cesaro.
NXT's definitely back to being the kind of slower, fucking boring developmental show that it was.
It's fast to get through an hour.
Yeah, but the past, we've almost been spoiled over the past year and a half of NXT because it's been so fucking good that I almost don't even remember what it was like 2.5 years ago when it was still fucking.
It can still be good.
When like Big E was the champion and shit, you know what I mean? Like having Big E as your champion, who's been in the business like a year or two at that time, compared to having fucking Finn Balor or Samoa Joe or having a roster like that is a big difference. And now we're starting to get back to kind of the Big E days.
Yeah.
Compared to the other days.
Speaking of him, I guess he's not at a SummerSlam.
Because his balls got hurt. His testicles. What do you think about that testicle segment on, was that Tuesday or Monday?
It was kind of like a generic with, DX.
Yeah, with them. I thought they. I was telling Bob this. I was like, man, if this was 1998, you bet your ass they would have been in a hospital for that fucking cutscene.
Oh, they
like been, that would have been no green screen, generic bullshit.
They have been
like
right
in 2016.
They had been in the local hospital.
1998. That would have been a hospital. But anyway, okay. So NXT. The only big thing that really happened was at the end, Samoa Joe came out talking shit. Blah, 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 fuck Nakamura, so on and so forth. Security comes running out, and my bad, Nakamura comes out. Before Nakamura can get to the ring, security comes out. Security's just only holding Joe back. Like, so Nakamura is like getting in the ring, doing his whole thing. And then he just reached in and fucking grabbed Samoa Joe's nose, like, got your nose. And fucking, that's how they went off the air, was Nakamura taunting Joe that way. While 9 security guys held Joe from attacking him.
And their takeover is what, this coming Saturday?
Yeah, before SummerSlam.
So prepare yourself for the takeover, the Raw, the SmackDown.
You're forgetting SummerSlam, the takeover, the SummerSlam, the Raw. Yeah. Well, takeover, my fault, takeover and SummerSlam will be on the podcast Sunday.
Yeah.
Then we'll have to do Raw. Dude, that's a lot of wrestling to fucking consume.
Said. And that's why I said next Sunday is going to be like a 10-hour show.
Holy shit.
You are just now realizing, good sir.
Anything else from the week you want to get to? Damian Sandow debuted on TNA. Neither of us watched TNA. But he came out, cut a promo like, WWE never used me right. They gave me every shit gimmick they could, and I got it over regardless. And then they fucking fire me, and here I am now. I'm Aaron Rex or some shit like that, he called himself.
Run to Ring of Honor, brother.
Run. Damian Sandow, you think you should have went to Ring of Honor instead?
Run quickly to it whatever
is true.
Promotion.
They literally have no money right now. They were literally...
Billy Corgan, president.
It's crazy.
That's all I have to say.
They do this where they have no money to like pay trans for some people, so they're like canceling people and shit. But then they debut Damian Sandow. It's like, well, where the fuck did you get the money to pay for him?
Damian Sandow.
Mm-hmm. He just paid himself to get there. Fuck.
No, the
will
money they done
TV?
Robbed of these other motherfuckers.
The
they're like
Damian Sandow.
They're like, fuck you.
Yeah,
you
well,
this guy for 2 days.
They're like not paying fucking rent and shit. You know what I mean?
For
like,
3 days, we are getting Damian Sandow.
I swear they've closed their Nashville offices because they fucking weren't able to pay rent and shit or something. Like I swear that company is just
Singer
awful.
Of the Smashing Pumpkins president.
Just
think about that.
He is
delete your fucking delete. Program now.
Hashtag pop TV, delete, cancel TNA.
Delete everything now. Like, hurry fast.
Quickly. So, anyway, you got it. I didn't watch the Cruiserweight Classic, but apparently Ibushi and... Fuck, I can't remember what the guy's name was. Who he wrestled. But anyway, it was very stiff, great match. They both got standing ovations after the match, and as the loser was walking... God, I wish I could remember his name. You just have to watch Cruiserweight Classic and find out, listeners.
Today's my day. I normally watch it.
So he was walking to the back, and as he was walking to the back, and everybody's chanting, like, sign whatever the guy's name is, like, sign him. Triple H's music hit, and he came out.
Gave him the pedigree.
That would be sick. That would have been
perfect.
No, in NXT, Triple H is a babyface because it's his baby. He come out.
Pedigrees for everyone.
He shook the kid's hand and gave everybody in the crowd thumbs up and then walked to the back with him. So
what he should have done was come out, shake his hand, thumbs up to everyone, and then gave him the pedigree.
So, yeah, I think I'm going to I'll just get into match of the week right now, and then we can get out of here. This has been a good episode. We didn't spend 3 hours on Raw.
We did not spend an hour and 40 minutes on Raw this week.
We did get through a little faster.
I think you didn't have any Marks Hard in you this week.
Yeah, no Marks Hard this week. That is true. That does help. I'm trying to see if I can get a date for when this match happened. Looks like September of 2015. I'm looking at it right now. It's really easy to
2015,
find.
2015, a whole year ago.
You just have to type. I don't feel like they wrestled that long ago. I feel like it was sooner. This one is from
Eva Marie and Carmella.
Eva Marie versus Carmella. This one looks like it's more closer to what I'm looking for. Anyway, just find any Eva Marie and Carmella matches. I should have found out which one it was. I guess I've been going with shit matches each week, haven't I? My first one was Shelly Martinez versus Rebby Sky. This one you just have to see.
You said that about the last one.
If it's
mine was you had to see. Like, that's a classic.
Maybe the match was all the way back in September, but I don't feel like it was. I feel like it was somewhere around WrestleMania season. It was somewhere around when... Because Eva Marie, like, went to Paris, and she was like, they kept doing these vignettes where she was like, sorry, I can't be there to wrestle this week, fans. I know how much you want me, but I'm in Paris right now. And she'd be, like, standing in front of the Eiffel Tower.
Would have been awesome if she had the announcer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, beforehand. Like she does now?
Yeah. Like, I do like that entrance. Every wrestler should have it.
I like when he was like, and now Eva Marie is ready to perform, or she's back and ready to perform.
Yeah, but, that killed
so me. I feel like it was this year. It might have been last year, but I feel like it was this year. And the two of them wrestled, and like Eva Marie forgot to kick out, and the referee had to stop counting, which is a no-no on both ends. Referee's not supposed to stop counting.
Fired.
The referee's supposed to count all the way to three. But yeah, Eva Marie didn't kick out, so and the referee counts one, two, and then he stops. And fucking, like, everybody in the crowd just goes, oh, like, you hear a collective, like, 1,000 people in the little, or 400 people or whatever in the little Full Sail just go,
someone messed up.
Yeah, you fucked up. Just booing the shit out of Eva Marie. That's why people hate her. Like, you forget to kick out. If you forget to kick out, you should get pinned, hey, brother. You're lucky that referee stopped.
The ref should be just as much as
fit. Yeah, because he should have counted that.
He
because
to count.
This shit's real, damn it. To know it's staged and when the loser's supposed to lose? Fuck that.
Well, I mean, the ref.
Nah.
The ref obviously is allowed to give the wrong champion the belt, you know? So, I mean, I guess.
That's funny.
I mean, a ref don't have to make a three count. So, yeah. I mean.
So, yeah.
I'm sure it was eyebrows.
Go out there and watch Eva Marie versus Carmella so you can see a shit match.
Your favorite shit match.
I love seeing shit matches.
While you're taking shits.
I love seeing shit matches. I feel like we should just watch shit matches and commentate on them. That should be our new job. There's already
Can
people
I just
that
watch every
that,
Matt yeah. Hardy match?
Matt Hardy. Where the hell did they get fireworks like that in North Carolina? I thought they only had that in Mexico. All right,
that's
so
hilarious.
It's been a tremendous episode.
Tremendous.
Yeah, I'm Sean.
I'm Derek.
And Enzigiri, and we're out, right?
Yeah, nice to owe you one.
Hell yeah.
Hello and welcome to this week's commercial for I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
And I'm Tony.
Join us every week as we kick off the show with entertainment news, then we dive into Genre 5, which is a list of five of our most loved or hated genres, actors, things in movies, television, comics, or video games. I get it, not all of that is considered a genre, but get off my ass, it's hard to think of different subgenres every week, so yes, we take liberties with the name. Then fall down the rabbit hole that is Test of Tony, in which Tony, and sometimes me if I have the gumption to partake, gets to relive a movie from his past, and with his old sage-like eyes, tells me if it stands the test of time and passes the test of Tony. And to cap off this wild ride of two dickheads giving their opinions on movies, we head into Movie of the Week, where our heroes both watch the same movie and discuss it. Honestly, it's more like a book club. Either way, check us out at lousyweathermedia.com, and now enjoy the show. And as always, go burn books.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Podcast Channel production. Executive produced by Bob Camparta, Paul Wolf, and Sean Ast. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.podbean.com.